it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, shout out to everybody. Make some noise in here, man. It's been a good time. There we go. Thirsty Thursdays. That lady is, oh, she is ready, baby. She just knocked down. That's the second time I've seen you knock one down.
New lady.
There we go. We got some people out here ready to make some bad decisions. Shout out to the Bud Light girls as they're hooking folks up throughout. The good folks here at Buffalo Wild Wings as well. It is a good time being had out here. Congratulations to our latest winner. And remember, guys, as Clint said a little bit earlier, come on out with us tomorrow, Football Friday, as we will be in Katy at BB's. Come on out, hang out with us, 406 West Grand Parkway in Katy. Come hang out with us tomorrow at BB's. It'll be a good time had on a Football Friday. And just like here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursdays, we do not come empty-handed. All right, if you missed it, around 4:40 or so, we heard from C.J. Stroud, the quarterback, as he spoke to the media getting ready for that Monday night game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. And Clint, there was a lot being said there. What? And I know some things did. Many people were texting in as well. I know there were things that stuck out to you. What were some of those things that stuck out to you from C.J. Stroud earlier?
Well, look, I think C.J. I think C.J. struggles with the script, if you know what I mean. And I think there's an obvious script to protect Nick Caley. There's an obvious message in the building of hey man, you know, Nick Caley, we can't even evaluate Nick Caley unless we stay in second, third, and short the whole game.
The right? Lollygagging.
And so I just think CJ, which most people do struggle with that, right? The bull jab part of it. I think if you really listen closely, which I did to CJ, I think there was a couple of times in there. One time he just flat out said, "We had the football with a chance to win the game, should have won the game, and we played bad football." And that's really what I think CJ ultimately wants to say is, "Look, we played like crap. Me, the OC, the O-line, everybody played like crap, and we still had a shot to win right there at the end," which is exactly what I would like to hear. Which is, I mean, that is the truth. I mean, as you played. You from and I'm talking the OC all the way down. Everybody went out that was out there, with the exception of maybe Nick Chubb and maybe Cade Stover. Maybe Jake Andrews and Lakin Tomlinson. I mean, those guys I think probably played better than first week play. Everybody else is like, damn, I needed to play more in the preseason kind of deal, right? And so. I think CJ really wanted to say that, and I think at points, if you really read between the lines, he did, and the obvious effort to protect Nick Caley is an interesting one to me from him and D'Amico.
To the point you're talking about, he said that the Texans need to do a better job of helping Kales, as he calls him. He said they need to keep themselves out of second and third and long situations. To help out Caley,
sure.
You know what can you call, as he said, what, second and 13 and third and whatever. He said that was a big thing. Is to me, it sounds like that's been talked about in the agree with. They gotta stop shooting themselves on the foot in early downs.
Yeah. I mean, the penalties are inexcusable. The pre-snap penalties in particular, inexcusable. The sacks, whether it's coming because you misidentify a pressure or your O-line misses it or your quarterback misses it, he doesn't push up in the pocket or whatever, you know, those are really hard to overcome. And the Rams' defense is a pretty damn good defense. And so there's no doubt that I don't think that anything D'Amico said or anything that CJ said is not very, very true. It's just there seems to be some sugarcoating going on. You know, it seems to be some protecting going on, and that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't expect a team to do anything else is protect their guys. But
he plays. But obviously, we all know Nick Caley has a hand in them getting them, you know, having better success on the early downs.
Yeah, look, I think he addressed two things other than that. You know, that I think are actually on the field stuff. He's got to play better in the pocket. That I keep going back to that sack that he took when Jake Andrews got turned sideways. I mean, Jake is doing everything that you ask an offensive lineman to do. They all get beat from time to time. They all get beat. Hell, they get beat quite a bit if you're being honest. But if they stay attached and give the quarterback somewhere to push, then you still win. That's a win for that particular offensive lineman. And Jake did that, and CJ didn't ultimately reward him for it. And so I think, you know, those kind of things CJ's got to be better at. And he knows it. We've heard DeMeco talk about it. We've heard him talk about it. I think pointing those things out are really important. And then, you know, he spoke of his experience with Jarrett Patterson. And I do think that's a big plus. To have a center you can plug in that he's already got a ton of game reps with. That's worth its weight in gold, man. The communication piece, the snap piece, whether it's a gun or underneath the center, that all typically is a tough. That's tough to manage if you got a true backup center that you've not played much football with. He's played a ton of football with Jarrett Patterson, so that center move is important, but it should be seamless.
Yeah, one of the other things that stood out to me, Clint, is if you want to hear it in full, 440. He talked about. And the media asked him a question about your, you know, the noise that's surrounding this team, the noise that's surrounding not just this team, but him. And we talked about a little bit on the crosstalk yesterday on In the Loop you're hearing it really for the first time with him from, I think, people in the fan base. And he's hearing it, and he spoke about it and expressed that it wasn't a big deal, but you can tell he is at least hearing it. You can tell that it is something that he is aware of.
Oh, I think he's more than aware. I think he struggles with it. If I'm being completely honest,
he struggles with.
I mean, he asked a question.
With it affecting him on an everyday basis.
I mean, just being in the spotlight and the negativity. I think he's by nature a really good dude. He's a people pleaser that wants to. He wants to. You hear it, and this, I'm not dogging him. This is a real quality. He wants to be your buddy. He wants to pray for you. He wants things to go good, and therefore, when they go bad, which I don't think. Look, he's always been a highly rated quarterback and played with great football teams. I don't think he's handled a ton of sports adversity in his time. I know he's had some things in his personal life that are adversity, but the sports adversity side of things, I think he's probably landed on the safer side of that. So this will be interesting to kind of see him navigate. You know, from whether it's the kind of person that he is or it's the fact that he hasn't handled a lot of sports adversity in his time, to see him navigate some of this because I do think it's a third year, man. Rubber's meeting the road where you're going to establish yourself as a $65 million a year guy, the face of a franchise, or folks are going to doubt that, right? And so I do think it's some interesting times for CJ Stroud.
Well, all of it's coming together.
I think he hears it. I think it does bother him. I think he does feel it. And the key here is if you play well, you ain't got to worry about it.
I was going to say, it's all coming together where, hey, that the time is getting near where his contract,
absolutely
his ability to take care of him, and that also was meeting with the expectations of winning. And I think a lot of people are starting to understand it's going to get harder to put things around him the more money he makes.
Well, you
and
know,
I think that all of that is coming to a head with that. Because DeMeco said it too, there's no pressure on CJ, just go out and play. I think obviously maybe that is starting to come about more.
Well, you know, look, some of the hardest part of dealing with the media or fans or critics of any kind when you're not playing well is that, I mean, those are the most locked in times that you are, right? I mean, you're doing everything you possibly can to block it all out and play well. And the whole time you're constantly reminded of it. And so that's why it's so hard, is that it's not more important to anybody out there that's talking than it is to you. And it's a constant reminder, and all you want to do is play well. And so it's a tough balance to deal with it, get beyond it, as well as block out what folks are saying. It's tough to be there, man. We'll see how well he handles it.
Yeah. I think to me, in the press conference, said the right things and went about it the right way. We'll just now start to see kind of things on the field. All right, as we continue here, live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, right across the highway from Willowbrook Mall. Come hang out with us as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. TVs rolling all over the place, so you got time to hang out here on a Thursday night and to have a good time. As we continue right here, a big part of maybe this game coming up, and after talking to J.C. Allen, the guy who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this could be a bigger thing, not for the Texans offense, but for the Texans defense. Let's see how they adjust to something that maybe gave them some problems in the last game. We'll do that coming up next.